This podcast is brought to you by Julius Meinl Coffee. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
You're with Louise Taffer and Nick DiBano, and the Adelaide Advertisers, Val Migliaccio, joins us now. Val, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'm finding it a little bit hard to hear because the PA announcer is just in my ear at the moment. But we'll give it a crack.
Val, you're obviously at the game tonight. How's the atmosphere leading into it?
It's actually building slowly. The Melbourne Victory fans have settled in their fans bay. They made a little bit of noise outside the stadium before they came in, but hopefully a big crowd turns up because this is a must-win, really, for Adelaide United. Otherwise, the top of the pack will start moving away, and, of course, Victory are up there. But it's also great to see Elvis Cantoba, who spent so many years here in South Australia and made his way up through the NPL when he was about 15 or 16 with Playford. Actually, he's starting tonight, which is massive news.
Val, it's Nick here, and we were trying to work out whether Cam Sobe will be playing out wide as a 10. Have you got any news whether that Kevin Muscat has shifted the formation, or is he going to be playing potentially out wide in the new 4-3-3?
Yeah, well, it looks like he's going to actually play as a number 8 or number 10. He's playing just in behind the way the diagram's been set up, behind Troisi, but I'm not going to read too much into that. We know how good Musky is with his tucks and traits. We'll see what happens once they set up and sit out in the park. But it's a massive day for Elvis, and obviously his brother, Pacific Nyonga Bura, he's in the Adelaide United squad, but he's not on the list tonight. And he made his debut for a few minutes last year. But it's a great story because he's obviously a refugee, born in Burundi, spent a lot of time in Tanzania, and then made his way to Australia and really caught the eye during the Cup of African Nations here in Adelaide, which is played annually.
And Val, Pacific has been performing in the National Youth League the past couple of weeks. It seems that football is really in the family.
Oh, absolutely. And they both play with a smile on their face. And I'm not too sure if you're aware, but you probably would have seen his celebration for Avondale, I think it was during the FFA Cup. And Pacific's the same. He does that here in the NPL. But they really bring the game to life, and they're really both very, very good men as well. And it's great to see they're getting their chances in the A-League. And I think it's going to be a really special night for Elvis. And I'm actually hoping he scores because I want to see one of these celebrations.
Yeah, I think that we all collectively would love to see a backflip if he was to score.
Or just, front flip.
Yeah, one or the other. But Val, just having a look at the Adelaide United starting 11, Ken Ilso and Ben Halloran playing almost, also just playing in behind with Mile Jusnic and Goodwin. How do you see this attacking quadrants really working for Adelaide tonight? Obviously, goals has been the big problem for the Reds this season.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not going to, the problem of not having a striker is not going to go away. And I think Benny Halloran has done his best up the top. And obviously, he's usually a winger. And Ken Ilso, I mean, he's played well. And they combined well when they beat Newcastle a couple of weeks ago. But, they ran out of goals, obviously, when they played Wellington here on the weekend. But it's a massive problem. And I think, in my humble opinion, I think Ben Halloran's actually wasted. Maybe playing up the top, I'd like to see him play on the wing. And Kenny also maybe needs a partner at the top. But we'll see tonight. I mean, if Adelaide do get the goals and win the game, that will shut everybody up for a little bit. If they don't, well, the voices are going to get louder and louder.
And Val, can you shed some light on the transfer rumour surrounding Adelaide's Taylor Regan?
Yeah, he was in the squad to play Victory tonight, but he's definitely flying out to Kuala Lumpur tomorrow morning. He's going to say his goodbye tonight, obviously, his teammates, and looks like he's going to take up a two-year contract with Kalangor. And I think it's a big loss because it's going to leave Adelaide short on stoppers. Obviously, he didn't get the game time maybe he thought he deserved. When he did get his game time, obviously, that was the suspended Jordan Elsie a couple of weeks back. He got the team of the week for the A-League, and then the week after he was dropped, and that might have been the thing to actually action his plan to get out of Adelaide, and because he wants to play regular football. His contract is coming up here at the end of May, and probably a good move for him at 30 years old. He'll get regular football. It's a big club, probably the biggest club in Malaysia. He'll play in front of big crowds, but it's a big loss for Adelaide.
And Val, who are some centre-backs Adelaide United could make a move for in this January transfer window?
Well, the obvious one is the player that was here before, Ruan Tonjic, until he went to Melbourne City, then went to Western Sydney, and he's now been cut free. But he would be the obvious replacement at this point in time because he would be conditioned, A-League conditioned at least. But there's a couple of centre-backs here in actually our NPL that probably are worthy of being given a go. And one that springs to mind right now is Daniel Mullen, who played at Adelaide years ago. And he's in pre-season training with Campbelltown, but he wouldn't be ready for a long, long time because obviously he wouldn't be up to match it.
Yeah, Val, and obviously, as you said, Daniel Mullen, a guy who's been around everywhere in the A-League. But what about up top? There's been a lot of talk that Adelaide can't really bring in a striker at the moment, or the guys that have been linked to the teams, like Babo and Berisha. Can you see Adelaide United really going after a striker in any shape or form in the next few weeks?
No. To answer your question. They've got Baba Diawara. He's on the long-term injured list, but I mean, that means they would be getting insurance money because at the time he's away. But I mean, once he's ready, he'd have to be on the list. That's a tricky situation with Baba Diawara, but obviously Isaiah is becoming fully fledged Australian yesterday at the ceremony here at Hindmarsh. That's opened up a spot. I do know for sure that Daniel Adlung has signalled to Marco Kurtz that he wants to come back, but I'm not too sure if he's actually the man that Marco Kurtz wants at the moment for any other A-League club. I think he's very keen to come back to the A-League, and he'd be a great pickup for anybody.
Yeah, I totally agree. I thought Daniel Adlung was absolutely fantastic last year for Adelaide United. But just having a look at some of the players on field, Nathan Konstantinopoulos is in the starting 11 for Vince Lea. He's been getting quite a few opportunities this year. What can you tell us about Nathan heading into this one, obviously, with Vince out of the team?
Yeah, well, Nathan, I couldn't believe he had a run at right back in the youth team on the weekend. And he's usually a midfielder. And I mean, he's been in and out of the team. I thought he played more football. I'll have to check the stats last year than this year. And I mean, he's got a massive job ahead of him tonight because he's up against some really quick flyer players, and you know, blocking Troisi, Terry Antonis, and it's going to be a big night for him. And hopefully, he can keep it nice and compact and not play too nervously. He looks like he's going to play as a double six with Isaiah, and we'll see what happens.
Well, Val, enjoy tonight's game, and we look forward to speaking to you in the coming weeks.
A pleasure.